Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 23rd November 2020, and in our preview of the week, we're discussing the major themes for the FX financial markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. So good morning, Derek. And what are the key themes at the start of this week for the FX financial markets?
Well, the dollar is on a weaker footing kicking off this week. We are now trading at levels we haven't seen since 2018 on a DXY basis. So some downward pressure being maintained on the US dollar. It's the same kind of driver as before. And of course, the good news being the vaccine rollout. So we've had news this morning from AstraZeneca and the Oxford University vaccine, a lower efficacy rate, about 70%, but a trial with a mixture of two shots, half a shot plus a full shot, has a much higher efficacy rate. And also the drug, in terms of storage and distribution, the AstraZeneca has some advantages on Moderna and Pfizer. So, possible slight disappointment on the efficacy rate being lower, but I think overall it's likely to be taken, I think, reasonably positively, and I certainly don't think it's going to disrupt the broader positive sentiment. So, what we're kind of pushing to clients at the moment is the kind of the recycling out of US dollars into global currencies as the markets become more and more confident in the global growth prospects in 2021. And based on the macro hit from COVID in 2020, it's very clear that Europe and the major economies in Europe and the UK and then some of the key emerging market economies got hit much more severely than the United States. Now, while COVID in the US has been very high as well, the level of restrictions has been much lower and the fiscal support has been quite aggressive in the US, and therefore the relative hit to economies globally has been outside of the United States. And if we're now going to see these vaccines rolled out, then of course the prospects in terms of the rebound in GDP in 2021 is much more considerable in countries in Europe and in the emerging market space. So I think it's just a reinforcing the prospects of the US dollar to weaken going forward. And you know, a good highlight of that came in the emerging market space, where we had another good week last week. And you know, we've highlighted the Institute of International Finance emerging market data, and you know, the weekly data to last Friday, there's been a $30 billion inflow into emerging markets over a 3-week period since the election. And over that period of time, that's the largest inflow into the emerging markets covered in that data series from the IIF. And it's, I think, a good indication of that theme that we're talking about. Now, of course, the scale of inflow into EM is unlikely to persist at that rate, but I think it is a good indication of the sentiment shift in relation to these vaccines being found. And I would also add the prospects of less international policy trade friction under a Biden administration versus a Trump administration. So that kind of recycling into non-dollars, I think, has plenty more to go. And I think that is going to run certainly in the first half of next year. And the flow into EM, it's important to mention that this also has implications in G10 as well. And that's through, one flow is through the recycling from central banks. And, if capital inflows into emerging markets continues, even if it's not at the pace we've seen over the last 3 weeks, what we're going to see is greater intervention by central banks who want to thwart the pace of appreciation of their domestic currencies versus the US dollar. And indeed, till last Friday, we had a new record high in terms of global FX reserves, $12.33 trillion. And, you know, that's, we've seen now a notable pickup since May. So there's been a $580 billion increase in global FX reserves. And when we do our quick calculations of the valuation impact lifting FX reserves, we strip that out, then we get a pure dollar buying, and then we take the figure of 40% being recycled into non-dollars. We come up with about $100 billion over that period of time that has been recycled into non-dollars. And of course, 50% of that recycling goes into the euro specifically. So there is implications in terms of G10 currency demand as FX reserves pick up further. And just as an illustration, between 2009, post the great financial crisis, through until 2014, global FX reserves increased by $5 trillion. So that kind of FX reserve recycling story has more to play, we think, going forward, if the macro assumptions driving this inflow into the emerging market space over the last 3 weeks is confirmed, of course. So the vaccines being rolled out, COVID being tackled, and Biden's approach to trade policy being quite different to Trump's. So I think everything is telling us that the story for 2021 is going to be one of US dollar depreciation.
And is there anything else we should look out for as this week unfolds, Derek?
Well, this week's going to be a little bit quieter than usual. We've got Thanksgiving, of course, on Thursday. So US markets will be closed on Thursday and effectively for a lot of Friday as well. So it's a 3-day week in some ways. Event-wise, again, the vaccine news will obviously remain important. Another theme to look closely at is Trump's approach to the election results. I don't think we should ever expect him to concede formally, but there are a building number of Republicans calling for the transition process to begin. And while we won't get a formal concession from Trump, there is a chance that this pressure coming from the Republican Party could inevitably start to result in a better move towards transition. And that would, I think, help the current risk sentiment as well. So I think that's something to watch out for. Event-wise, we've got the Riksbank, central bank policy meeting on Thursday. Interesting, given the Swedish krona in 2020 is the best performing G10 currency. And there is now expectations that the Riksbank could implement further monetary easing, an additional step up in quantitative easing to extend it through 2021. I think given what's coming from the ECB on the 10th of December, i.e. more quantitative easing to extend through until the end of 2021, there's a very good chance that the Riksbank will take that action. You know, given the fact that the Swedish krona has been the best performing currency in 2020, I think the authorities there will have an eye on the potential for the US dollar to continue weakening in 2021 and the Swedish krona advancing relative to other G10 currencies further still. So implementing some additional quantitative easing, I think, is likely to come. And I think there's no reason why it shouldn't be announced on Thursday of this week. But again, I think as long as the Riksbank don't move to negative rates, I think the FX implications will be pretty marginal because, of course, the bulk of G10 central banks are already undertaking quantitative easing. And in that sense, I don't think, relatively speaking, it's going to have much impact in terms of driving the currency. The only other notable event, perhaps, the minutes from the last FOMC meeting towards the start of November. Given the kind of worsening COVID situation in the US economy is slowing, We have this vacuum in terms of nothing on fiscal policy. There is definitely an increased expectation that the Fed could do something at its next meeting on the 16th of December. So again, indication in those minutes from the last meeting about the level of concern on downside risks, that could certainly shape those expectations about action from the Fed on the 16th of December. We're certainly expecting something more quantitative easing, or definitely a shift in purchases further out the yield curve, which has been mentioned by a number of Fed speakers. I think given the concerns over the slowdown in the economy, given what the Fed have promised in terms of ultra-monetary accommodation consistent with its new monetary policy framework, it certainly justifies some form of easing being implemented by the Fed on the 16th of December. And of course, that whole backdrop of Fed monetary stance is an important aspect of our view of the US dollar weakening further in 2021.
And then finally, Derek, what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting?
We're holding on to the trade views already established. So one is short US dollar versus the Russian ruble. We've got the OPEC Plus meeting coming up on the 30th of November, 1st of December. Our oil analyst is of the view that we will get an extension of the production cuts, and that is going to be supportive for crude oil prices. Now, much of that decision is already priced into the market, but today crude oil is having a good day. And when we kind of regress ruble performance versus oil, we do see a lag of Russian ruble of about 3-4%. We think that's down, of course, potentially to political risk premium. Biden coming into the White House and taking a more aggressive approach against Russia, and that could be resulting in this level of underperformance. But our own view on Biden's approach to Russia is, while that could well materialize, the focus very much at the beginning is going to be on tackling COVID, and that's going to be the driver of Biden's focus. And therefore, I don't think that the Russian ruble aspect of Biden policy approach is necessarily going to be an influence at the start. And I think therefore crude oil price direction will become more important and allow for the Russian ruble to play some degree of catch-up given its more recent underperformance. So I think that's short dollar versus Russian ruble. And then we're also short dollar versus the Swiss franc. We want to have a short dollar position. It's a low beta one. It's not moving like some of the other currencies in terms of dollar weakness. But again, if the dollar was to rebound for some reason, we would also believe that the Swiss franc would outperform. So we just think that's a good kind of medium-term position to have, reflecting the broader view of US dollar weakness.
All right. Thanks for your insight, Derek. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thanks, Una, and you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.